Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about easing into mindfulness with your five senses. It's so important that we use the body to help us come back into the present moment and to get out of our head. So often the mind is the problem, and so we can really use our body as our way to ground ourselves and come back into what is most important, the moment, the present moment, and we give ourselves that breath of fresh air. So we're going to use our five senses to do that. There's lots of different ways to do it, but I thought I'd cover a couple different ones today. There's a five senses exercise that I would like you to try to memorize and do when you need to, pulling yourself back into your body. So this mindfulness exercise is called the five senses exercise, and the goal is to calm our mind by using our five senses to focus on our environment instead of our thoughts. We have five senses. We're going to do five different things. And here are the steps that you'll need to do to complete this exercise. I hope you have your journals handy and you can jot it down, or maybe you can have a good memory and you'll just be able to remember them. You may already be doing this. It's a pretty common exercise, but I've run into a few folks recently who didn't know about this, so I thought I would cover it here on the show. The first is to notice five things that you can see. We're going to use our sense of sight to have five things that we can see. And we're going to be very deliberate about this. We're going to look around and become aware of where we are at, our environment, and pick out something that you don't usually notice. So you really have, you're stretching yourself here. You're really focusing on five things that you can see, and try to pick out something that you don't usually notice. We're focusing, we're getting out of the ruminating mind and really coming into our senses and using them for our focal point. The second one will be to notice four things that you can feel. Bring your attention to the things that you're currently feeling, such as the texture of your clothes or the smooth surface of the table that you're resting your hands on. There's a lot of different ways that you can feel something. So that's your next one. Your second step is to notice four things that you can feel. Next, we're moving down into three. The third thing we want to do is to notice three things that you can hear. Listen for and notice things in the background. Again, we're going to go in that background to things that we don't normally notice. It could be birds chirping outside, or could be the refrigerator humming, or where I live, it could be the roosters. Of course, that's nothing new. So we want to notice something new. See if you can stretch yourself to hear beyond the ordinary and see if you can find three things that you can hear in the background. The fourth step is to notice two things that you can smell. Bring your attention to the scents that you usually filter out, either pleasant or unpleasant. We get used to things. We don't pay attention to them anymore. This is very true not only with our senses, but with our life all the way around. So you're going to notice two things that you can smell. Catch a whiff of maybe a pine tree or a flower, maybe some cooking in the kitchen. Maybe someone's using some essential oils. Maybe somebody has a perfume on or a hair product that you can smell, someone that walked by you. It's amazing when we pay attention, some of the things that have just been passing us by. And finally, you want to notice one thing that you can taste. Take a sip of a drink or chew gum or notice the taste in your mouth. Just notice it. So here we go. It's five things that you can see, four things that you can feel, three things that you can hear, two things that you can smell, and one thing that you can taste. Another way of using your senses to help bring yourself into a mindful state is by using the sense of sight with colors. Focusing on the colors that you see, using your sense of sight as the focus of mindfulness. Now let's look at this second way that we are going to use our five senses. Well, now we're going to focus on our one sense. We're going to focus on the colors that we see by using our sense of sight. The first exercise that we did, we were really using all five senses. Now we're going to use specifically our sense of sight as a focus of being mindful.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So, focusing on the colors that you see, using your sense of sight as the focus of mindfulness, can be a really simple way to bring mindfulness into your day. It's super easy to teach children also. So if you have a child who has stress or is showing some anxiety, this would be a great thing to teach them and as a way for all children to learn the art of mindfulness. The world is full of different colors, and you can practice mindfulness by paying attention to which ones you are seeing in the present moment. Seeing is a different experience from tuning into the breath, as we often do, right? We focus on our breath for mindfulness. We notice or take note of the inhalation, and we take note of the exhalation, bringing ourselves back to the breath as our mind begins to wander. But seeing is a different experience from breathing and tuning into the breath or the body, but it offers the same opportunity to be deeply present. So for those of you who have struggled with the breath as a focal point, as some of you do, because part of your anxious feelings come from how your body is breathing, you can keep your eyes open and use this color, using the sense of sight to bring you into mindfulness. We rely heavily on our sense of sight, making it a powerful tool for the cultivation of mindfulness. And the beauty is we can use this practice anywhere. We always have our eyes with us, just like we always have our breath with us. And we want to remember that you don't need any extra tools here. We've got it all ready with us. So for those of you who have a struggle with the breathing, use your eyes open and see if the focus on the sense of sight can help you to ease into mindfulness. You may be sitting at your desk. You may be taking a ride on a bus. You could be walking down the street. You could be sitting on your meditation cushion. Wherever you are, wherever you decide to do this practice, see if you can set aside 10 minutes to dedicate yourself to it. Bring yourself into the present moment. Do this now as you're listening. Take a few mindful breaths. Just breathing at your natural pace. Feel the body where it is and allow your energy to settle. Now I want you to pick one color to focus on. You may try starting with red one day and work your way through the traditional rainbow spectrum on each day following. That would be a great fun thing to do with children too. Focusing on the colors you see. Find one thing that you can see that is the color that you have picked. Look at it with a beginner's mind. Look at it as if you have never seen this thing before. Note what it is and its size and its shape. So say you picked red and you're sitting on your front porch and you see a red car. You're going to look at this car, this red car, with the beginner's mind as if you've never seen this thing before. You're going to note its size and its shape. And after a few moments, look for something else that's this color. In our case, red. Observe this object in the same way. Perhaps you see the stop sign at the corner. Notice its shape and its size. Look at it as if you've never seen a stop sign before. Continuing with this practice, notice when your mind wanders off, just like it wanders off when we are using the breath as our anchor. Just notice when your mind has wandered off. You can always return to the sensation of breathing using the breath as your anchor for your awareness. You may find it helpful to mentally note exactly what you are seeing. For example, the red stop sign doesn't get labeled red stop sign. It becomes red, octagon, writing, metal. It became much more than a red stop sign. Bring yourself back to your breath if you wander off, and notice where you were at, and then come back to the stop sign where you were and see it not as a red stop sign, but as red, octagon, writing, metal. When the 10 minutes have passed, allow your eyes to close for a moment. Take a few deep breaths. Let go of the practice and return to your daily life. This can be a marvelous way to bring yourself into a mindfulness practice in a way that you may not have done before. And just that being new and fresh can maybe let you feel mindfulness in a new and exceptional way. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have practiced either of these exercises we did today and if they're helpful. You can send email to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. Mindfulness could also be described as heartfulness, because it is really about a compassionate awareness. And that's from Mark Williams. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.